Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, August 23rd. You'll be interested to know, 719 years ago, today, in 1305, William Wallace was executed in London for treason, condemned for leading the Scottish resistance forces during the first years of the long and ultimately successful struggle to free Scotland from English rule. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. It looks like we're in for some sunny skies today, with temperatures near 81 and a light west wind. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 61 and gentle west winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Friday will be at 8:30 with a high tide just before 10. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 68 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny days on Saturday and Sunday with highs in the mid-80s and light southwest winds. Nights will be partly cloudy and mostly clear with lows in the mid-60s. Monday brings a chance of showers and thunderstorms with mostly sunny skies otherwise. Highs will be in the low 80s with south winds. Tuesday will be mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s and partly cloudy nights. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South. Just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, Honey Baked Ham Company is expanding its footprint in Massachusetts with 4 new stores opening in Springfield, Worcester, and Eastern Massachusetts. These locations announced last month are being opened by Tom McGuire, the great-grandson of founder Harry Hohnsalar. McGuire, who already owns 2 Connecticut locations and has plans for 2 Rhode Island stores, expressed excitement about growing the family business. Senior Vice President Jim Hannon described this as an exciting time of growth, confident that the new locations will uphold the brand's reputation for exceptional customer service. Honey Baked already has stores in Framingham, Saugus, and Norwood. Now on to sports. Joey Votto, a potential future Hall of Famer, announced his retirement yesterday. Votto, who spent his entire 17-year career with the Cincinnati Reds, decided to retire after a series of moments, including prolonged recovery from injury, declining performance, and a contemplative family lunch. Votto stated, "The fans come to watch hunger and aggression. They come to watch people playing at their very, very best. And he feels like he can't fulfill that call any longer." His career included an MVP award, 6 All-Star appearances, and a Gold Glove. In local sports, tonight, the Red Sox are at home to take on the Diamondbacks. In top news, a construction worker in Glatterdal, Germany, stumbled upon a hidden stash of medieval coins from around 1320 AD. Klaus Volker, while laying underground piping, discovered what he described as small metal plates. The coins, totaling almost 2,000, were enough to buy 150 sheep back around that time period. Archaeologists uncovered the coins from various mints in Germany, Switzerland, and France, despite challenging weather. This extensive discovery offers new insights into medieval coin circulation and mining in the Glatterdal region, historically significant for the Dukes of Freiburg. In business news, the NFL is considering changing its rules to allow private equity firms and institutional investors to buy stakes in teams. This decision is expected to be discussed and potentially voted on by NFL team owners and executives in Minneapolis on August 27th. If approved, private equity firms could own up to 30% of a single franchise, with no single firm holding more than 10%. Firms like Arctos Partners and Ares Management are already in talks with the league. However, actual investments may still take months to materialize as NFL teams finalize the details. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $60,400. Ethereum is just over $2,600. And Solana is $143. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Apple has released a new beta firmware for AirPods Pro ahead of the iOS 18 launch next month. This update introduces features like head gestures, allowing users to accept or reject calls by shaking their heads. It also improves voice isolation in noisy environments and enhances custom spatial audio for gaming. The beta firmware is exclusive to AirPods Pro too. This update will download automatically when paired with an internet-connected iPhone. And in entertainment news, Cristiano Ronaldo, the Portuguese soccer star, has broken a YouTube record with his new channel. In just 24 hours, he gained 20 million subscribers. On Wednesday, Ronaldo launched his channel, inviting followers to join him on his new journey. With only 12 videos, he quickly became the fastest channel to reach both 1 million and 20 million subscribers. As of Thursday afternoon, he has over 22 million subscribers. Ronaldo, who has played for top teams like Manchester United and Real Madrid, now joins other athletes like Tom Brady on YouTube, promising more content to come. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Scottish knight, William Wallace. And he said, "When I was a boy, the priest, my uncle, carefully inculcated upon me this proverb, which I then learned and have ever since kept in my mind. Dico tibi virum, libertas optima rerum, numquam servili, sub nexu vivido, fili." This means, I tell you a truth, liberty is the best of things, my son, never live under any slavish font. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.